Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Brandon Drake.
Our Drift, thanks for having me back.
Glad to have you on, dude. You can tell, you saw it on my face when I came in, that being the bearer of bad news, whatever.
You're feeling a little down today.
I am glad you are here, because maybe you can kind of lighten it up a little bit.
We're going to get riled up and lightened up. We're going to have a lot of fun today.
Yeah.
Yes.
So let me take care of a little bit.
I will have no frowns in this studio. I will not have it, especially since we had a guest host in the previous hour, David Duke. I couldn't believe it.
Thomas LeDuc.
Oh, that's right.
Thomas LeDuc.
He's actually very good. I like him.
He is, yes. He does a very nice job.
I was hoping he was here so we could
chit-chat
with him.
I wanted to meet him.
Yeah.
Well, Thomas, the next time you fill in for Matt, make sure that you actually come in and spend a little time with us, because I would like to have met him too.
Yeah, so. Thomas LeDuc. So if you're listening, I was just joking, of course, not David Duke.
Okay, let's take care of a little business. Brighton Travel Service. Now, if you're like most people, you're probably spending a lot of time online, getting aggravated, trying to get a good flight, get your vacation set up, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? Do it the old-fashioned way. Call Brighton Travel Service. They can do everything that you can do online and avoid having you get aggravated. They can find you the best deals. They can get you the best vacation. They know all the things that you don't. They're professionals, and they are still in business because they know more than you do. So make sure you call Brighton Travel Service, 810-229-2935, or you can email Leslie at brightontravel.net. That's Leslie Kohler. So they're located right there in Brighton, Michigan, so you can stop in and see him too if you want to sit down and actually talk to somebody and say, this is what I'd like to do. So Brighton Travel Service, 810-229-2935. Let them do the hard work for you when you're travel planning. That's it.
And I'll bet when you call them, you're not going to get some slight Indian accent that goes, can I help you?
No, this is an
America. This is real America.
Yes, this is real America. So make sure you do it. Brighton Travel Service. So there you go. All right, before we get into this, and this is my dour mood, I'm going to preface this show with some statements first off. I am a fair man. I am an honest man. I am biased, yes. But I am a common sense conservative. I believe in the working man and woman of America. I believe in American citizens. I believe in legal immigrants who come to this country and want to work as hard as we do and become legal citizens. I believe in all those things.
You're a traditionalist.
I am an American in the truest sense.
Yes.
I believe in a chance for all of us to have equal opportunities, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to politics, I've been as fair, I think, to all the candidates. They're all welcome to come here. I gave earlier last year when the election first started, I gave Ted Cruz, Wendy Day came in, spent an hour with us.
Yeah.
And a half hour a week after that. And people actually kind of complained to me that I was too much Cruz, right? And I'm like, come on, I'm just giving, anybody can come on and spend the time. They asked, I gave it to them.
And
right?
She's called in at least
absolutely
a couple times,
yes,
in addition to being here, right?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And let me also say this, being a common sense guy, come November, I am going to vote for the most conservative candidate out there. Be it a Cruz, a Rubio, a Trump, a Kasich. The only thing that would bother me in November is if the Republicans go into a brokered convention and pull the Romney or somebody else who wasn't vetted through the process. Then I may very well vote Constitution Party or somebody else. I would do third party because they would have betrayed me beyond acceptability at that point.
Let me ask you something now. If they do the brokered convention and let's say, Romney, I think that would outrage most people. But if they brokered and it was Kasich, since he was running and but not doing very well, would you be as outraged compared to if it was Romney? Wouldn't that upset you more if it was Romney that came out of this deal?
If it's not somebody who's been vetted and gone through this process, I'm done. I will not support the Republican Party ever again if they do that. If it's Kasich, I may hold my nose and pull it. I can't imagine that happening. You know, same. I'm not a Rubio fan, and I'll be honest with you. With the news that I have today, I'm no longer a Ted Cruz fan. I'm sorry. Would I still vote for him in November? Yes, I would, but I wouldn't campaign for him like I would another candidate. And that's hard for me to say, but we'll get into that. We'll get into that. And I expect to get a lot of phone calls today because, you know, this is probably going to be a pretty controversial show. And I'm telling you now, if you don't want to hear news about Ted Cruz that's not particularly nice, you might want to turn the radio off because I've got some news today that is not good. But before we get into that, let's talk about let's talk about the Chicago riots, as they call it, right? I don't care what you call it. What I will call it is domestic terrorism. They attacked people of Chicago and the people of Illinois' First Amendment rights.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump doesn't just have the First Amendment rights to speak his piece. Those people in Chicago and in Illinois have the doggone right to listen to that man. And there were people there last night who were going to see and listen to him. They weren't Trump supporters. They wanted to actually hear what he had to say. And you violated their rights. You attacked them. That is domestic terrorism. Was anybody hurt? Yes, the cops. One cop took the brick to a head.
Mm.
That is domestic terrorism. And it was sponsored by Chicago Tribune, MoveOn.org, Bernie Sanders, Black Lives Matter. All of these people violated the rights of thousands and thousands of people from Illinois and Chicago.
A small number with the biggest mouths and the most violent actions dominated the masses that wanted to go and listen to Donald Trump in peace.
Yes. And they interviewed a guy on Fox last night. He said, I didn't come here because I'm a Trump supporter. I came here because I wanted to actually hear for myself what he had to say without the snippets and sound bites that I get from MSNBC and CNN and Fox News. He was there to actually educate himself. And by the time it was all done, he was holding a Trump sign because he realized the scumbags in this country like MoveOn.org, that will this is what socialism does to the United States of America. They want to stifle your voice. They want to stifle what you hear. These people are nothing but communists. Bernie Sanders should be out right now disavowing those people who violated everybody else's rights last night. And he's not doing it. Why? Because he's a socialist. He wants to silence you and wants you to do everything that he tells you to do. It's a control issue with him.
And part of the media I heard last night, they actually said that this was democracy in action. This rioting. As if violence is democracy in action.
Yeah.
Like I said, again, a small number dominating and ruining it for many. Yeah. That wanted to be just go there and listen to one man speak.
Yeah. Mob rule.
How's that democracy? Yeah.
Mob rule is not democracy.
Right. Exactly.
And that's what it was. You had a mob. But you know what? It wasn't even a riot because a riot is spontaneous. MoveOn.org bought up to one-third of the tickets or took one-third of those tickets to go to that rally. That's why the rally was canceled. This was a pre-planned attack to keep people from listening and expressing themselves. And that is a disgrace. That is an attack on America. We should all be as outraged as possible at Bernie Sanders, Black Lives Matter. And you know what? If you saw the illegal Mexican people that were there chanting whatever, you know they were probably La Raza involved. I'm trying to look for that, and I'll find it. Doggone it, I'll find it. These people are all out to destroy the values of the United States of America. This is a disgrace.
And once again, largely the media coddles up to these people. Now, let's take the other extreme. Let's say that, like, Hell's Angels was at a Bernie Sanders get-together, and they started causing trouble and violence and busting heads. Oh, you'd hear nothing but the media attacking those types of hooligans, right?
Yeah.
You know, but when it's Black Lives Matter and the Bernie Sanders and MoveOn.org people, oh, this is democracy in action.
Yeah. Yeah, this is not just, you know, and they interviewed a couple of the young people, the young Mexican woman and a couple of white kids who were probably from affluent families going to the University of Chicago. And to a T, they all said the same thing. When the reporter asked them, why are you here? Why are you doing this? They said, I don't want to talk about it on TV. What? If you're protesting and you have a legitimate protest, you've just been given an opportunity on national television to give your grievance and discuss it rationally and put it out there. Why didn't? Because they were paid, and they were told, don't discuss anything about the reason why you're here. This was paid for, and the only question is, who paid for it? Who finances MoveOn.org? You know who it is. It's George Soros. He's just the tip of the iceberg of that giant establishment, that mythical whatever that's behind the scenes controlling this country.
The real important question, though, is with those people, were they at least getting minimum wage?
God only knows.
Because otherwise I would feel like they were really exploited.
Yeah, well, and you know what? and that's part of immigration. You know, if you are an illegal immigrant and you are here and you're working, you're not making as much as the guy standing next to you who may be a citizen. You're being paid slave wages. Illegal immigration leads to slavery. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. These are people, whether it's a small business, a roofing company, or if it's Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. If you're using people here that are illegal, that's slavery. And if you're bringing in people on an H-1B visa and it is legal, you're still not doing the right thing because you're paying that human being less than he deserves. And that's the disgrace of it all. And I don't care if it's the Bilderbergs, the Zuckerbergs, the Bill Gates, the George Soros. These people are controlling you, and they're now trying to – before it was all behind the scenes. You couldn't see it. Now these dirty SOBs are so – right out in the open with it. It's in our face. They've pulled the curtain aside, and they're showing you. Sure. Listen, we're going to silence your voice, you stupid Americans. You're not allowed to vote for a Donald Trump.
We're not only going to silence your voice, but we're going to make it look like we're the victims, the ones silencing your voice, the people committing the crime against you so you can't express freedom of speech. We're going to twist it around so that it looks like we're the victims forcing our will upon you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they're geniuses at this. Yeah. And the media is complicit.
Yeah. It's an outrage. And what probably irritates me even more was to see Republicans. Now, you remember Reagan's 11th commandment, the Republicans shouldn't be getting down on each other. This is why we lose elections, you morons. Rubio and Cruz came out within minutes.
They came out? I knew it.
Together. Cruz and Rubio come out and use this. Took a playbook right out of Rahm Emanuel. Never let a good crisis or riot go to waste.
Rahm Emanuel almost sounds like it's out of the Bible.
Something like that. Let's play track one, Derek. This is Cruz shortly after talking about Donald Trump canceling his rally and the Chicago riot, so to speak.
The responsibility for that lies with protesters who took violence into their own hands. But in any campaign, responsibility starts at the top. Any candidate is responsible for the culture.
Stop right there for a minute. In any campaign, responsibility starts at the top. Really, Mr. Cruz? You hypocrite?
This is what Hillary Clinton says. Cruz and Clinton agree on this.
Yeah. Mr. Cruz, how about the guy that told people in Iowa that Ben Carson was dropping out? That goes to the top, doesn't it? How about those flyers they sent out and mailed out that looked like a legitimate government business? That goes to the top too, doesn't it, Mr. Cruz? So when the hypocrisy gets this bad, I can no longer take it. And that's why, because you know what? I loved Ted Cruz. Most constitutional, most conservative candidate out there. Bar none, you will not get an argument from me on that.
You and I talked about before we went on the air, and I told you once again, I said, you know, sometimes you can't get past a first impression of somebody. And Cruz was that way for me. I just didn't like the guy. I didn't trust the guy. And it was just based on the way he speaks, the way he looks, everything. I can't get past that. And I know he's got a lot of good qualities. However, what was my point in this? I don't know. What my initial impression was seems to be bearing fruit in reality with his actions.
Yeah, but for me, dude, I feel like the jilted one. You are not the man you told me you were. You are not the man that I thought you were. And I'm angry because I feel bad. You know, this is my heart. He broke my heart. Let me say that. This is a guy that I thought for months and months was the most qualified candidate for the United States of America. And now he shows himself to be a hypocrite. And he's no better than every other politician who has betrayed us for decades now. And I'm aggravated and I feel bad and I feel crappy. And I don't know how to vent it anymore.
Yeah, I feel your pain in that, and I was in the same boat earlier, not so much now, but I wanted to be all in on a candidate. I wanted to feel like this is my guy, or woman, if it was Carly Fiorina, and I like her, you know, but I wanted to feel like I could truly believe in somebody. I could feel just emotionally bent that I love this person. I'm going to go all out for this person. And I'm, you know, I know it's unrealistic to expect perfection. You can't get that with anybody. But I wanted to feel like I was totally in instead of, okay, who's the
little dude? Let's take a call from Jenny. Maybe she can cheer me up. Jenny, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. I'm doing dishes if you hear something in the background. Anyway, but, you know what?
Love you, Jenny.
That was disgusting. I'm sorry. That was awful.
What was awful?
But he said, you know what? Donald Trump doesn't have anything to do with Black Lives Matter and all those idiots.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the video is right there in front of us on national television. People holding up Bernie Sanders signs. A dude holding the communist flag. These are Black Lives Matters. There's La Raza in there. There are illegal immigrants in there. There are all kinds of people. It's not Donald Trump pushing those cops around. It wasn't Donald Trump or a Trump supporter hitting a cop in the head with a brick. It is these socialists, these communists, these anti-American anarchists. These are the people that are responsible, not Donald Trump. And shame on the complicit media for doing this and blaming it on Donald Trump.
Yeah, and giving those criminals you just listed, giving them credibility.
Yes.
I can't take that.
I don't understand that. I can't wait to see what Mr. Levin has to say about this, because I hope he doesn't dismiss it, because he's a definite Cruz supporter.
Yeah. You know what? Another guy that I feel betrayed by, Mark Levin, honestly. And part of the thing is, he's got a in-law or somebody who works,
yeah,
I think, for the Rubio campaign, right? Yeah. Yeah. What else you got, Jenny?
Well, I just want to say this. You know, I don't trust Donald Trump all the way. I just can't do it. But what are you doing? You don't trust anybody.
That's right.
We're back to the square one, Jenny, like we have in every other election. We're voting for the least evil candidate we can find, the one that will do the least amount of damage. That's all you can
do. That figures. And you know what, you guys? We got to be careful and not stay home.
Yeah. That's me, Jenny. I'm going to go to the polls, and if I have to pull the lever for somebody that makes me want to throw up in my mouth, I will do that. You know what I mean? So I'm with you. I will not stay home.
To Hillary, we got to be careful.
Yeah.
And Jenny, since you brought up Trump in this conversation, I don't know if you listened to the debate. I watched a little bit of it.
I can't stand it.
I'm with you. But I did tune in and listen for most of it. And I'll say this. Donald Trump, once again, as each week goes by, and I'm not totally against Donald Trump by any means, but he really disappointed me probably, I hate to say it, almost more than ever in that last debate. I was glad not to hear the personal insults and almost the Maury Povich show, who's the baby daddy, you know, where they're basically screaming over each other and that kind of food fight. But where Donald Trump really disappointed me is that his responses, more often than not, were the same old cliches, vague slogans, and who's endorsing him. I'm sorry, that is not an answer. That is not an answer. He did not take advantage of the time allotted to him to respond in a more detailed, articulate way, because all he would say is everything's going to be great. Sheriff Joe Arpaio endorses me, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, not only, Donald, did you use slogans again and repeat and talk about who's endorsing you, but you didn't even come up with new slogans and cliches. These are the same slogans you've used for the last several debates. It's like a rerun. You've seen one debate with Donald Trump, except for the insults and stuff. You've seen them all. And I need more. I was giving him a grace period during the food fight debates. It's like, okay, if that's what you need to do to distinguish yourself and stand up to people when they're attacking you, I get it. But I need more than that on a national, a world stage. And you, if I didn't know anything about these candidates, this is how disgusted I was. If I didn't know anything about these candidates and I just tuned in, I mean, I kind of like knew who they were, but I hadn't seen them before. Let me rephrase it that way. And I saw Kasich, Rubio, and Cruz, and Trump. I would look at the Trump character and say, is this a joke? Is this like a Saturday Night Live type put-on skit with him? Because the other three sounded good. And whether you agreed with them or not, they articulated their positions as best you can on a stage like that. And Trump did not do any of that.
All right. And can I say one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead, Jenny.
Because this is the best place I have to go do it. Number one, I want to thank you guys. Because you're doing it all, okay? Because I'm sick and tired, even my friends. If you can't even say anything bad about any of these guys, because my Cruz friends, they don't want to hear it. My Trump friends, they don't want to hear it. And I can't go that way. I got to look at all of it.
Well, you're always welcome to come and vent with us. I mean, we do on this show. I think we're fair to everybody. We say the good and the bad about everybody.
Yes.
And it's not always comfortable, Jenny. I am very upset right now because there are people that I've supported and still in some way support that have not done the right thing.
And Jenny, thanks for those compliments. And I agree. Like Gary, okay, this is Gary's show. I'm a guest on his show. He allows me to vent my positions. I know he's a stronger Trump supporter than I am. But Gary is not going to rip on me. He's going to allow me to voice and vent what I just said because I think Gary realizes that I'm being honest. And Gary, when he talks, he's being honest. We're going to rip on people that deserve to be ripped on, and we're going to praise those that deserve to be praised per our opinion, per our feelings. We could be, you know, not in total sync with all our listeners out there on these characters, but we're never going to be a shill and speak lies just for this cause of an agenda or a person, because otherwise, you know, we're intimidated by anybody. No, we're going to speak the truth, and we're going to make fun of people too when we feel like it. That's just the way it is.
And you know what else? Okay, I'm going to finish up. This is what made me mad this week. I didn't like either one of these guys doing this. I didn't like Trump going, "Oh, I love the what did he call them? The lower educated voter." And I didn't like Cruz saying Trump supporters are
low information,
low educated voters.
Yeah, low information. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's insulting. It's insulting for that to be said.
They both insulted people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, on those two, since they are the front runners, you know, I hear a lot about how they should come together. And Cruz should be on the ticket as a VP. And Jenny, let me get your thought on this, and I'll just tell you mine first, is that if that were to happen, that would turn me off probably more than ever. After everything these two have said about each other, personal attacks, the way they disagree with each other on important issues, and then all of a sudden they would expect us, the electorate, to believe that they're this unified force and they're going to do this rah-rah for each other on the campaign trail, I think that would undermine the credibility of both. I think the majority of the electorate would be turned off and would stay home and or vote for Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders out of even more protest and more anger that two people could sell out to each other in a power grab.
Well, you mean like Ben Carson did to Trump this week?
Exactly. You mean you're called a pedophile, fake Christian, and other things, and now all of a sudden you're endorsing him? Obviously, Carson wants something and is going to get something if Trump is elected. So, Ben Carson, not only are you a sleepy, way over your head guy that shouldn't have never been on that stage, but you're a sellout as well, in my opinion.
You know what? And I wouldn't believe it if Cruz and Trump got together. I wouldn't quite, because I'm too jaded now. It's like, I don't believe anything that they want to do that might be right. Because everybody, doggone it, you guys, everybody wants something in this.
Yep. That's right. It's all about me.
I'm tired of it.
Yep.
Well, great comments, Jenny. Appreciate the call as always. make sure you're calling again.
Take care, Jenny.
Okay. Take care, Jenny. All right. So there you go. Derek, how much time we got? 1 minute. It's not enough time. Joe, hang on. We'll get you in after the break. What I want to say is, I guess to that last point with Ben Carson, I think Ben Carson is like me. He's a realist. This is a real world. This isn't the mythical world of rainbows and unicorns where a conservative evangelist can become president of the United States. And I think Ben Carson, is he going to get something? You bet he's going to get something. I think you heard it in the comments from Donald Trump at that. He had a good discussion with Ben on education. Don't be surprised if Ben Carson is your new Secretary of Education.
Yeah, but if you're called, in essence, a fake Christian pedophile, among other things, you're going to forgive that and say, because I want a cabinet post?
Yeah.
So Donald's all cerebral now?
Yeah, I number one, I would take a little umbrage that Donald called him a pedophile. He was talking about pathology.
Yeah, I know, but still.
But this is the way it works.
It makes me sick.
Yeah, here's the hard break. We'll see you guys on the other side. Joe, hang tight.
B
People are always on the move, driving to work, getting the groceries, hauling the kids to soccer. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham for intelligent conversation with hosts like Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for Fox updates, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Donald Trump pushing ahead today with rallies despite more interruptions by protesters like just now in Cleveland.
Get him out!
Friday, a rally in Chicago canceled for security concerns after the campaign said Trump met with law enforcement.
Police tell me this morning they did not play a role in canceling the event last night. They say they had enough police officers there to keep Donald Trump safe and secure. They said they did not even advise him to cancel it, and that Donald Trump is saying he spoke to law enforcement, that he may have his own advisors in law.
Fox's Matt Finn, rivals saying Trump's created a toxic environment.
There is no place for a national leader to prey on the fears of people.
John Kasich at a rally in Ohio. And an attack in Alaska's Iditarod race. A man on a snowmobile intentionally driving into two dog teams, killing one dog, injuring at least three others. A suspect has been identified. Fox News, we report. You decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
There's going to be an all-star comedy fundraiser for the Fallen and Wounded Soldiers Fund on April 19th at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle in Royal Oak. Detroit's best comedians, people you have seen on HBO, Comedy Central, Fox, and heard on XM Sirius Satellite Radio, are teaming up to raise money for Michigan's wounded Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. Veterans get in free. Purchase tickets at ComedyCastle.com by clicking on the FWSF logo. The Tecumseh Center for the Arts is launching their new season. The 2015-2016 national touring season includes big band, comedy, electroluminescent puppetry, bluegrass, and children's music. Buy a Tecumseh Center for the Arts premier season ticket for $100, and you'll receive premier seating at each of the national touring season shows, plus Tecumseh Center for the Arts big band and vocal airs concerts, which is $120 value. To learn more about the Tecumseh Center for the Arts national touring season, special events, the Black Box Summer Series, local presenters and groups, and the Tecumseh Pops Orchestra and Community Chorus and many other events, please call 517-423-6617, or you can visit thetca.org. Check out the wide variety of educational fun events put on by the Ann Arbor District Library for kids preschool through 12th grade. All library facilities can be reached by phone through the main switchboard at 734-327-4200, or you can visit www.aadl.org. Check it out.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. You're listening to The Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Brandon Drake.
Hello there.
You got a haircut, I noticed.
I did. You want me to tell you real quick my haircut experience?
Sure, line it up.
I go into the franchise, I won't mention which one, and I told myself I'm going to keep my big mouth shut about politics, no matter what anybody says. This was on Tuesday, primary Tuesday in Michigan, and the woman cutting hair behind me looks like about 30. She starts talking politics with her client. I'm like, ugh, now I got to listen to this. And she says, I have a 7-year-old daughter, and she says, Mom, you got to vote for the girl. Okay, so that's kind of cute for a 7-year-old to say that to her mom. I understand. And the response of the 30-year-old mother isn't, well, I'm going to, you know, research this some more. And this is, no. It was like, well, if my 7-year-old daughter says I got to vote for the girl, I guess I will.
Nice.
That's the extent of her thought-out process of who she's going to vote for. Yeah. That's where we're at in America. And it's probably – she probably – you know, that's probably even more than most people think about. Like, yeah. Well, I mean, at least she's got a reason, I guess. Her daughter told her. Most people don't even have that.
Yeah, at least the devil didn't tell her to do it. Let's take care of a little business. Livingston Classical Academy, we have a new charter school coming to this area, and they're going to be opening in the fall of 2016, Livingston Classical Academy, and they'll be located up on Heine Road at Old US 23 in Brighton Township, Michigan. And you can go to info@livingstonclassicalacademy.org. And get more information. They're going to be doing grades K through 9 for the first year and then more after that. So they'll also have daycare and preschool. Parent information meeting was last week. We missed it. But it's a tuition-free charter school. So if you want a classical, old-time, old-school education, that's what you want to go. Livingston Classical Academy.
Info, I wish I could go back now and start over.
info@livingstonclassicalacademy.org. If you send your kid to an academy like this, they're going to learn the old school American values, going to learn the value of work, and what will happen is you won't see your kids at a moveon.org rally in Chicago. Okay? So there you go.
You know what the real tragedy in Chicago? A lot of people there really weren't there for the Trump rally. These are guys our age that were there for the Triumph concert. They just got totally screwed up. They were at the wrong place.
Are you serious?
No.
Okay. All right.
Bad joke.
Let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte. Joe, welcome to the show. Joe, are you there?
Hey, yeah, now I am. I heard you click.
Thanks for
having me on. A couple points on Cruz, couple points on Trump. You guys have already touched on there's no such thing as a perfect person, candidate, or campaign. You also mentioned you're not going to be a shill for anybody. Neither am I. I'm going to deal in reality. Ted Cruz is my guy, but I parted company on and was vocal about his use of carpet bombing as a term. It has a specific meaning. It didn't mean what he was implying, and he shouldn't have used it. He was just trying to be tough. I parted company with the Iowa Flyers, but let's also be clear, the Rubio campaign did it. And they were all saying, well, they've done it all the time in Iowa. I don't care what everybody else has done. I expect that campaign to be better and do better.
Yes.
But Rubio got a complete pass.
Yeah.
Now, as far as Trump has incited violence in several rallies of his own. And then, lo and behold, they're all shocked, surprised, and appalled that somebody then engages in violence in return. Trump uses the F word several times. And then lo and behold, they're all shocked and appalled and surprised when Vicente Fox uses it. Trump constantly calls people names. And then lo and behold, they're all shocked, appalled, and surprised when we mock them by engaging in it in return to expose their hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you mentioned Carson and Department of Education. Mr. Trump, I heard your speech when Carson endorsed you. I heard you at the debate. In previous debates, you said you would eliminate the Department of Education. Now it sounds like you're going to put Carson in charge of Department of Education.
Yeah, well, those are my words.
Which is it, Mr. Trump, if you want to talk about
it? Joe, hold on.
Joe, it's both. He's going to make him head of it, and then the next day get rid of it. Yeah. Sorry, Ben, go collect unemployment.
Well, that sounds like a great idea. Now, those were my words, Joe. I don't know that he's going to do that, but it's a possibility, so I'm just asking. But those were my words that he would run.
That's great. I love that.
I don't know. We'll see. But hey, all good points, though.
Joe, I'm going to side with you totally on this, Trump and repeating himself and these stupid cliches. When Vicente Fox dropped the F-bomb and Trump acts like he's so offended by that, and he must have said it 1,000 times. I didn't think he would ever stop. He said a very bad word, by the way. It's like, Donald, are you like... brain dead to a degree? Why are you repeating something so stupid?
Yeah, here's the difference, I think. It's a matter of perception. When we look at Donald Trump, we expect that kind of behavior. That's why he gets away with it. Because you know what? Our perception of Donald Trump is here, reality star. He's big. He's bad. He's rude. He's obnoxious, blah, blah, blah. We expect that from him. But when a Cruz or a Rubio try to bring themselves down to that level, and Rubio found this, bring himself down that level, we expect better from those guys because they're not reality stars and they should know better.
Rubio kind of made me laugh, though, when he did his little shtick. Everyone got so offended by it and thought it ruined his campaign. I guess it did.
I think it
I'm
did.
The outlier where I thought, I like this. I don't want to hear it constantly, but hey, break it up once in a while. I like with some humor.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, glad to have you back, Joe. Anything else?
Well, yeah, if I could get in. But yeah, the Trump trolls just miss the hypocrisy, if we want to talk about hypocrisy.
It's across the board from all of us, Joe. We've all got hypocrisy, and all our candidates are filled with hypocrisy.
Go ahead. I really wanted to touch on Trump's book, Art of the Con. Like Obama, Trump has told us who he is, what he is, and how he operates for anybody actually willing to research and pay attention. He clearly states that he adopts positions he has no intention of defending or holding, except tacitly, they're all throwaways in deals. He is suckering people, hyped up on emotion, doing the same thing, holding positions in his campaign that he has zero intention of holding when it comes time to selling out and making a deal.
Okay, so with all that said, let me ask you.
I like Trump's book, Mein Kampf.
Joe, let me ask you this. With all that said, I think you and I are on the same realistic page. At least I hope we are. If Donald Trump wins the nomination in November, are you pulling the lever for Donald Trump?
I don't know yet. There's a lot of time now between now and November for me to switch my mind back. But as of right now, if the election were held today, I would not. And let me tell you, he's played with his pledge to support the nominee, flip-flop back and forth.
But so has the Republican Party, Joe.
If you will not honor your pledge, I will not honor my pledge that I made earlier to support the nominee if it's you.
Yeah, see, and the GOP has not upheld their end either. That's the way I look at it. Here's what it comes down to. For me, and I've said it a million times, it seems like, but nobody seems to listen. With a Cruz, listen. With a Rubio, with a Hillary, with a John Kasich, you have 100% certainty that in 2017, nothing in the United States will change. We're still driving toward a cliff at either 50, 60, or 70 miles an hour. With a Donald Trump, there's a 50-50 chance. He may be a complete lunatic. He may be a complete liar. And get nothing done, and everything will still be the same or worse, like a Bernie Sanders. But there's a 50% chance, Joe, that he believes in what he's saying, that he will make that a difference. And if he only does one thing, build the wall, it's worth pulling that lever instead of allowing a Bernie or a Hillary to get elected. It's a 50-50. I'm an odds guy. I'm going to take the 50-50 chance as opposed to the 100% certainty that nothing's going to change.
And that, once again, is the least bad. And
It is.
You know, it's and all about way, 50% yeah. versus 100%.
So, Joe, I will say this. Just think about that. It's a 50, you are rolling the dice no matter who you pull that lever for. But with Trump, it's 50-50. And I think that's better than 100% knowing that nothing will change.
Well, I would certainly never pull it for Hillary or Bernie, but I just may indeed sit out as others have others.
But that's a vote. And we've had this discussion for 4 or 5 years now. It's a vote. If you don't vote, you're giving it to Hillary.
But Donald complains about the donor class. Donald Trump is not an outsider. He is the donor class. He boasts about the politicians he's bought.
Yeah. And you know what? Who did he buy? He's buying the same people that are buying Ted Cruz right now, who has the most money from Wall Street of any candidate. So there are no outsiders, Joe. There's none. Okay, we got a bunch of phone lines coming up. All right, thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call, man. Love it.
Don't wait so long to call.
All right, we'll see you.
I wish you guys could see the expressions on Gary's face. It's great. I love it. I'm glad I came in today. So we're going to get to this
because you know what? This has to happen, all right? This week, this goes to the outsiders, right? Guess who Ted Cruz hired
Pony Boy from the outsiders
for his finance guy for the campaign this week. All right, did you see it? Did the media not tell us all enough? Neil Bush.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Okay, George H.W. Bush's son, George W. Bush's brother, Jeb Bush's brother,
Mr. Silverado.
Yes. All right. Now, some of you may be too young to remember, but there used to be a financial set of institutions in this country called savings and loans.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like the Neanderthal of credit unions. It was there and went out. It's gone, no longer in existence. And that's in big part due to Neil Bush. Millions of dollars from millions of people taken away and just gone. Savings and loan scandal. If you don't remember it, if you don't know what it is, look it up. And this is Neil Bush. I don't want to hear that Ted Cruz is an outsider. This man just hired a Jeb Bush brother as his finance campaign manager.
And when we had the SNL crisis, that was like a big bank bailout for its time.
Yes.
Because the depositors had to be made whole because of the, I don't know if it was, it wasn't FDIC, was it FSLIC or whatever, yes, for savings and loans.
Yep.
And yeah, so, hey.
There's just no way. Okay. Now, here's the other thing. This is the craziest information I've heard this week. So, Breitbart, right? Breitbart News. Andrew Breitbart's dead now. Maybe he's rolling over in his grave with what's going on. Breitbart was bought out recently by a man by the name of Robert Mercer. He's a hedge fund specialist, billionaire out of New York, right? The same guy that put together a giant super PAC for Ted Cruz.
Mm.
Okay. Now, here's the funny thing. If you look at Breitbart, it's people like Glenn Beck called them brown shirts, Goebbels of media, because they're attacking Cruz. And yet it's owned by a guy that's rooting for Cruz. And that whole scam with this lady scam artist who said she was bruised up by Lewandowski at the Trump campaign this week. You know what? The Secret Service is there, folks. If there was an issue, they are officers of the law. They would be speaking about it. I mean, it's total nonsense. That's just garbage. But here you've got Glenn Beck complaining about Breitbart not helping Cruz when they're bought by Cruz's guy. All right. So again, we're back to number one, more inside guys from New York supporting Ted Cruz. This is breaking my heart, folks. And let me preface it again. I will vote for Ted Cruz should he get the nominee. Right? And I'll vote for Rubio and everyone else. So I'm not saying I'm not, because you know what? I'm going to vote for the most conservative candidate, the person who will do the least amount of damage. You must look at it that way. So don't think I'm picking on Cruz any more than I'm picking on Trump or Rubio or Kasich.
I see Cruz better fitted as a technocrat or sitting on the Supreme Court. I don't see him with his personality and his ways as being a leader of men and women.
That is correct.
He needs to be like nominated to something where he can be just kind of put on the shelf and do his thing.
Look, I said it on Theron's show earlier this week. Ted Cruz, the most constitutional conservative guy out there. No ifs, ands, or buts. I agree 100% with that. Mm-hmm. If he truly believes in helping this country be the best that it can be, then he should bury the hatchet with Trump or whoever's going to be the head and say, I want that SCOTUS position because I can protect the United States for 40 years.
Yeah, that I could go for.
40
but
years,
not as
Ted.
A running mate. Not as a running mate, though. That would drive me insane.
Yeah, all right, let's take a quick call and try and get somebody here. Line two, I'm trying to see. Nope. Who's on line two? Go ahead.
That's your neighbor. How you doing?
Make it quick, Ed, because I've got a week. You were on last hour, so I told Brandon earlier. I said, Ed's going to have to give my tin foil back to me with that scheme that you had.
I said I couldn't wait for Ed's call.
I just want to tell you, have a nice day. Calm down. Don't have a heart attack. I'm worried about you.
I love you, man. Thanks.
All right, see
ya. Oh, Ed, come on, man.
You got to have something.
You got to have something. Did we lose? Oh,
he's gone.
Man, he doesn't want to play today.
He had a conspiracy that I thought was good. It was good.
Yeah,
I was teasing him. Give me my tinfoil hat back.
Yeah.
I'm normally the guy with a huge conspiracy.
Hey, you know, we're talking about violence and Lewandowski or whatever his name is. Did you see the Secret Service agent take down that Time photographer?
Yes.
I love that. This guy stepped over the line by close to 2 feet. Now, what's a Secret Service agent supposed to do? Is he supposed to, like, coddle somebody violating security protocol? Or do you take decisive action and act the way you're trained? Then this stupid Time photographer starts fighting with the Secret Service agent.
Yeah.
And that guy showed a lot of restraint.
Yes.
He could have, he could have taken that guy apart and he didn't do it.
Okay, so before I get to the next call, let's do the double whammy. I'm being fair. All right, John Kasich, Ohio, if there's people in Ohio listening, I want you to listen up and listen.
He might win.
He shouldn't win, because you know what? More of the same old, same old. John Kasich, when he was a congressman, voted for NAFTA. Okay, Pat Caddell said it on Breitbart the other day. He said, somebody needs to look that up. What did I do? I immediately went to the government website, pulled up the records, and there it is. NAFTA, supported and voted on by John Kasich. That giant sucking sound of jobs leaving Ohio, thank John Kasich for it, folks. John Kasich is not the guy. If you want more of the same, more of the same old crap establishment, vote John Kasich, because that's what you're going to get. So let's take a quick call from Paul in Plymouth. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. Hey, you know, I think the people have awoken, and you see all the support for Trump. I'm a Trump supporter to the end. No one will change my mind. But, you know, if we look over 30 years, our politicians, the Republican Party, has screwed us with free trade agreements.
Yep.
They've screwed up with immigration.
Yep.
They've screwed up with allowing all this Islamic immigration to come in and set itself up in our country. And, you know, with business visas, you know, I want to quote a great interview I heard with Sheriff Joe Arpaio. A quote he made, it's the silent majority that's with Trump. You see, there's no signs. When I went to the polls last week, there were no signs out for Trump. And he took Michigan overwhelmingly.
Yeah, yeah, that's
odd. The silent majority that's speaking out there. And if the Republican, I'm so embarrassed to see my Republican Party attack Trump at every angle, that they're so fearful of him that if they do a brokered convention, I'll never vote Republican again.
Yeah,
never.
Yeah, I'm with you, Paul. This is the people speaking, and you're right. You hit it. The silent majority doesn't need signs. We're out there. We're vote. No other candidate is filling stadiums, filling arenas. And whether you like Donald Trump or not, he's speaking on the issues that matter. This is not an election about morals and principles and highfalutin ideas. This is an election about survival. For crying out loud, America, if we don't stop immigration, not only for national security issues, but for simple economic reasons, if you do not stop bringing 1 million people into this country every year, we're not going to have jobs for our children and our grandchildren. This is that giant establishment, those Zuckerbergs, those Soroses, who are trying to keep wages down so they can make more money. And we're the ones, the working men and women of America, who suffer for it. We haven't had an increase in our wages in 15 years. Why? Because you're bringing another million people every year.
Where I'll side with Trump is he's been very strong on the immigration, and that's what initially got me fired up about him, and the wall and security and all that. And where I'm going to also still have some faith in Donald Trump, in lieu of everything I said about him earlier on the show about not providing a whole lot of substance and detail during the debates, I don't think Ronald Reagan, if I remember correctly, provided a whole lot of detail and articulating what he had more of the vision, the theme, and Ronald Reagan put together a good team, and I'm hoping that's where Donald Trump's skill really lays in the private sector. If he can bring that to government and put together a great team and be the ultimate decider, that's where I still have some faith and hope in a type of Donald Trump.
Yeah. Let's take a call from Mike. And then, Paul, did you have something else? Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, you know, there's something else I never thought I would see in my lifetime, is that a communist could run for any elected office.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
Just see people following this person who says, hey, socialism's cool, and, this whole Bernie movement. These people are out of their mind.
I know.
And you know whose fault that is, Paul? It's ours, because we neglected to install right people into our school boards and our local townships.
And parents.
And parents. It's our fault, and we should have been paying more attention.
Can I share something with you here that's happening in Plymouth, where I live?
Yep.
We just approved a mega mosque here.
Ugh.
Okay, we don't have any Islamic people here. Maybe a few.
Yep.
Okay.
You will soon.
Build and they shall come.
And they're going to, they want to bust them in here. And we just approved this thing. And guess who's going to pay for it?
The Mexicans?
No.
Saudi Arabia.
Paul,
that's finances. Yeah. Thanks for the great show, guys.
Yeah, thanks Paul. Appreciate it. Let's take a call from Mike in Wyandotte. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hi. Very short. The rest of the Republican candidates are jealous of Donald Trump. Donald Trump draws great crowds. They can't even draw flies. And that's basically the bottom line. And for a couple of the callers that said, well, they can't vote or will not vote for Donald Trump, hey, folks, this is the reason you've got Barack Obama. And all you have to do is take a look at the makeup of the demonstrators that you had in Chicago. Black, Muslim, and Hispanic. There were three Muslims that were being walked out of the rally with Muslim United on the back of their shirts.
Yeah, and don't forget
the Mexican flag was being flown.
Yeah.
And every one of the guys jumping on the stage was a black guy. And I'm going to say something right now. You know, when the blacks have this thing called knockout, where they knock out a white person, they get upset now that a white man, a 70-year-old white man, knocked out a black guy. Excuse me?
Yeah, that's a double standard, isn't it?
That's a double standard. Those of you that are so concerned about Donald Trump, let me give you one more thing real fast. Steve Wynn, Conrad Black, and Steve Forbes all three of them were asked what they thought of what Donald Trump was like as a businessman. They all said one thing. He kept his word. He was a man of his word.
Yeah.
And those are multi-billionaires.
Yeah.
Those are guys that, you know, have more money than we can ever dream of and have dealt with Donald Trump, and they've all said the exact same thing. So for those of you that are so upset about Donald, and I can tell you something, when I heard this thing from Cruz today, for me, Cruz is the dung that the flies come on.
Wow.
I'm serious. I am dead serious. When you blame Donald Trump for what's happened, why didn't you blame the blacks? Why didn't you blame the Muslims? And why didn't you blame the Hispanics? They're the ones who did it. George Soros did it. And by the way, Mr. Obama says, I wasn't the divider. I haven't divided the country. Really?
Yeah, he has.
Yeah.
Well, let's add one other group to that. There was a bunch of young, white, affluent kids going to the University of Chicago.
Oh, you mean the girls?
Yeah,
the fat girls?
Same thing. They were just as guilty as any of the others.
250-pound fat girls that need to go exercise on a treadmill? Hey, girls, why don't you lose some of that baby fat?
Hey, let's not take this out on innocent treadmills.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Goodbye.
All right. Take care,
Mike.
Yeah, it's just outrageous. Let's take a call from Linda in Maryland. Go ahead, Linda. We're running short.
Good afternoon. How are you? I just want to let you know that I watched Donald Trump today in Dayton, Ohio. I just watched him in Cleveland, Ohio on my computer, and he had a black passer up there. I wish he would drag him to every rally, every TV show, every debate. They praised him and kissed his white feet. Love it. That's a unifier. This black pastor is a unifier, and he told every black person watching today that Trump is a unifier.
Oh, that's great to hear, Linda.
For 40 years, my husband and I have been Democrats because my husband's in a union. We had to be Democrats. Well, guess what? My husband retired. In December of last year, we both registered Republican because in Maryland at the end of April, we want to vote for Donald Trump. And in the primary, after the primary and the big election, we want to vote for Donald Trump. And I'm telling you, if the Republicans take that weight away from us, we are all whites, Africans, Hispanics. We're all going to revolt.
Oh, that's awesome. Good to hear, Linda. Man,
great call.
Linda, are you on Twitter or social media at all?
That's how I watch. I go on Twitter and find out when his show's on RSBN-TV, and I watch him every time at all of his rallies. Oh, I'm a big Twitter fan of everybody,
right.
But I do watch Trump. Yes, I follow him. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, I love him.
Excellent.
And one thing about him, Cruz will get up there and he'll tell you what he wants you to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Rubio will do the same thing, and so will Kasich. But Trump says things we need to hear. But it's always the same thing. He doesn't lie. I feel he's really telling me the truth.
That's good. Well, thanks, Linda.
When I watch his rallies, I'm so pumped up right now because I just turned off his Cleveland rally, and it inspires me. I'm going to have the best night tonight. I'm going to have a great day tomorrow, and I can't wait to watch the next one.
Hey, Linda, how did you discover The Drift?
Pardon me?
How did you discover our radio show?
It's on Twitter. Someone, Sarge, one of his people, put it on Twitter.
Oh,
and I'm like, okay.
Sarge did it.
They called his phone number. I'm like, okay.
Awesome.
Let me do that. Gary Williams put it on there.
Oh, okay. Great.
Great.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, guys. I was able to talk about my man.
You got it.
All right, Linda.
Take care.
You know, I wish Mike had told us what he would say to Cruz if he could use his native Croatian language. Maybe next week, Mike. Call us
Maybe
back
next
and
week.
Tell us. You know.
All right. Until next week, go to thedailydrift.com. If you're not on Twitter, look me up on Twitter @GaryDailyDrift or on Facebook, Gary Wellings. See you next week.